Blog Talk Radio.
Great week. Let's have some positive spin on life and let's look at our future with a wonderful, happy eye. We are the ones that create our future. We're the ones that help create our future. We are co-creators in life. We are co-creators in our world, our material world. And I love when you all can create beautiful, wonderful things. And not always is life like that, but it's how we look at it and what we do about our situations that really move us forward and push the energy of happiness, of prosperity, of tranquility, and of enlightenment to us. And I love that, especially with all the things that are happening in the skies in the next couple weeks. But you are listening to Bonnie Albers. I'm Bonnie Albers on air, and I'm your host. I'm the hostess with the mostest, because I'm the only one on Bonnie Albers on air that is the host. And, of course, I'm a ham, so you know I love that. Today, we have a lot of things to cover, but I just want to let you know that you can reach me. I am a psychic, intuitive spirit medium. I'm a life coach. I'm a counselor. I'm an RN, an LNC, and all the other letters that go with it. And you can find me on www.bonniealbersonair.com. You can read my bio, even though I didn't write it, but it's cool. It's okay. And I am appreciative of the person that put it up, because otherwise I wouldn't have a bio. You can go to the contact page, and you'll see a drop-down box. I do this for a living, so you can get a reading, or you can get life coaching, or both, and just drop down the box. Tell me what you want. It'll send it to my email, and I will tell you how to get a hold of me at that point. I do Skype readings. I also do phone readings, and I do person-to-person. So either way or all the ways, get a hold of me. I would love to help you in life. Now, I love my show, of course, and I hope that everybody gleans anything from it, because Spirit comes and downloads to me what they want me to tell you for the day. And so we are still working today on house numbers. But just to give a little glimpse of this week coming up, tomorrow I have a guest. I have not heard back from her, but she is on my books. Her name is Vanda Guzman. If Vanda does not come, you will have me, and we always have me. But she is a clairaudient, clairsentient, and she does have her own show called Life is So Beautiful. I would love to hope that Vanda joins us at 1 o'clock, and at 2 o'clock, you have Mimi and me and Candy, and Candy is our angel reader. Candy, I want to shout out to everyone. Candy just saw one of her kittens in the road, and she's very upset about it. I sent love and light and opened the gateway for that pet to continue. So if we can all tell Candy if we see her, or even just send out prayers and light to her. She's in a pretty bad state right now, and I know she's not here. So I'm hoping she also comes tomorrow. Wednesday is Tarot and Astrology Day. There is so much happening in the skies. I can't wait to talk to Ron Cole. And I think we are on our last major arcana card. And the cool news is, if we are, then next week he is going to do a reading on Skype. Not Skype, I'm so sorry, on YouTube. I do have a YouTube channel, Bonnie Albers on Air. Please subscribe to it, because you're going to see something you will never see again, and that's Ron Cole reading the Major Arcana. And he does teach classes, so if anybody is interested, get a hold of me, and I will get a hold of Ron, or you can call him tomorrow, Wednesday on the show. And then, of course, it's the Metaphysical Bells. Annabelle Miller, Brenda Bell Brand, and Bonnie Bell Tinkerbell Albers. We are here to give you all three opinions, and we just discuss all your issues when you bring them to the table, and I think that's pretty cool. So you get three very heavy intuitive psychic mediums' opinions. Most of the time we all agree, but we all see things differently. So then Thursday, I've got Jerry Humphreys. He is a UK medium psychic. He's a pet communicator. He's a hypnotherapist by trade and a Reiki master. He's got all kinds of letters after his name. He brings in all of his Indian guides, his animal totems, and he is one. I call him Dumbledore because he's my go-to guy. So he's also CEO of the magazine that I write for. It's Psychic Insight Magazine, and I am Ask Bonnie. And it's so cool. If you have a question and you want to see it in print, we don't use names, but you will see, you can contact me on the magazine. You send the contact to Jerry Humphreys, and it's at the end of the magazine, how to contact him. and write in your question, and you will see the answer. It's a quarterly magazine. It's kind of like Dear Abby, and I get such a kick out of doing it. So please, please read the magazine. It's super informative. It's a metaphysical and holistic magazine, and it rocks the house. So it is free. Just download it, www.psychicinsightmagazine.com. And Jerry will be here on Thursday to talk metaphysics, of course, and also to talk to you. So I think it's Jerry that's coming in. I haven't gotten, but I think it is him. So please give us a call. He's always got a lot of people that want to talk to both of us. We both give our opinions, and sometimes it differs, but we work real well together, and I love having Jerry on the show. And like I said, he is my go-to Dumbledore. Then Friday is wrap up your week with me, and we are going to get into, I think, after we do the house numbers, Spirit's downloading that I need to start on soul path numbers, how to find your soul path number, what you're actually here for, and what that number means to you. So everyone get ready, because we're going to find our soul path. So today I am going to go straight into, of course, I do my flower therapy, and my new cards are life lessons cards before we actually get into house addresses. I pulled two cards on my flower therapy deck. OMG, if they don't match. I am so in awe every time I do this. The first card actually fell out. And so for somebody listening, for somebody on for somebody calling, or somebody chatting or listening, and even our callers, the first card is communicate with your angels. It's a bird of paradise. I love this plant or flower. It is so pretty. It looks like the cock's head of a chicken or something. So it's beautiful orange, magenta, and purple, and it is the coolest looking. I love, love bird of paradise. You have the ability to connect with beings, with the beings of love who surround you. Communicate with your angels and deliver their healing messages to others. I know if Candy's listening, this is one of the cards that I feel was pulled for her. Also, you have angels around you who wish to bring you healing and guidance. And if, you know, that is really a great thing for anybody that is suffering, anybody that has lost anything, or anybody that is contemplating and doesn't know which way to turn. It is if they are listening to one radio station while their angels are communicating on another frequency. To tap into divine guidance, you must raise your vibration to match theirs. The energy of the bird of paradise will help you uplift and open your channels of communication. Meditate on this flower's image, and you'll notice very real sensations as you connect with your loving angels. If you've already been in contact with these celestial beings, this card asks you to take the next leap of faith by sharing this message you receive with the world. Clear your chakras, begin giving speeches about angels, teach workshops, offer angel and flower readings to others. So this card is definitely a healing card to communicate with the angels that can help you, or to help someone else communicate with their angels. Well, the next card, of course, I pulled was the number 22, which is an angel number. And this one was, believe it or not, raise your vibration. I mean, first is communicate with your angels and raise your vibration by doing it to actually connect your angels. And this one is raise your vibration. It is a plumera. It's a beautiful yellow and white flower. Your intuitive feelings are accurate messages from the angels. So please listen to your messages. Don't override them by your brain. Understand that they are trying to communicate with you. You've sought to communicate with your loving angels, and this card is proof that you've already begun to meet them. This is your answer. You're surrounded by angels. By meditating on the image of the frangipani, which is the plumera, you will raise your vibration. Pay close attention to any thoughts, feelings, sounds, or visions that you receive, as these are as these are very real signs from the angels. If you have trouble interpreting the signs you receive, simply ask for greater clarity. Additional meanings to this card is keep up the good work. Your intuition is becoming more accurate. Oh my goodness, I love this for all of you because I've got such intuitive, wonderful, really enlightened listeners and callers. So there's your messages from the flower oracle. And I love these. I love flowers. I can vibrate with them. So again, your bird of paradise is to communicate with your higher beings and your angels. And your frangipani plumera is raise your vibration. So this is talking about becoming very, very, very healing, energetic, energy, and bringing your vibration up to the highest vibration that you can to hear our wonderful angels, guides, and masters. So somebody out there needs that. And then I also pulled a card for the soul journey lesson cards. You know, sometimes he gets a little, I don't know, love his words, but this one I totally understand, and I know that it is pulled for somebody out there. So from the soul's journey life's lesson card, this is patience. I accept that everything happens in divine order. How many out there, I don't even have to read this card, but how many out there are waiting for something special, who are waiting for their soulmate, who are waiting for their perfect job, who are waiting and knowing that something should happen, but it hasn't happened at this time, and you can't figure out why. So I accept that everything happens in divine order. I used to hate when people told me that, Bonnie, don't worry, you're going to get this, you're going to get that, it's in divine order. But really, it makes so much sense. In order for everything to flow, for you to learn and be on your life path, and for you karmically to follow your journey, everything happens in a divine order. Earth has become a place of instant gratification. You must focus on the maxim. It's not about the destination, it's about the journey. I have heard that so much, even in my radio show. It's the journey. It's how we get there. Once we get there, we've made it. But it's all the things that you see getting there. And I know people say, and me too, I just want to get there already. But getting there is not the karmic lessons. It's not the karmic work-off. It's not the payoff in the long run. It's how we got there and the rewards at the end. Here's a good example, because there was a movie that everybody always gives me and says, Bonnie, you are Dorothy on the path of the Wizard of Oz on the Yellow Brick Road. And do you remember when she got to the Wizard of Oz? He said when she finally realized all she had to do was click her heels and go home, it was the journey. It was all that she learned, all that she helped, all that she brought with her. But it was the journey to the destination of finding out that she could have gone home anytime. So that's what I love about the journey. The process of doing is so rich in lessons, but when you concentrate on only the goal, these experiences are disregarded. Life is an unfolding, and the more patience and you practice, the more you will let the universal energy celebrate itself through you and bring the experience and situations your soul requires. You need to learn that there is a rhythm to everything in the universe, and the more you are living with patience, the more aware you are of the lessons your soul is studying. You are on a path. There are signposts. If you are speeding down the path, you will miss the little miracles and treasures that have been placed there. I love this. Good example, I'll use myself, of course, is I always feel like this show is going to be taken to a much higher level, that it is going to be on Sirius Radio, on NBC, Fox, any radio that is what we call commercial mainstream, because I think the people are ready for it. And I love bringing all of the metaphysical teachers and lessons and learning and all the things that maybe other people would love to know and to listen to. So I've been told by Spirit that will happen a year and a half ago. So I'm thinking, okay, when is it happening? But if you look, I've been told it was the journey. Well, I'm at the end of the journey, hopefully. But I've met such wonderful, wonderful chatters, wonderful peeps, wonderful guests. I couldn't even tell you from the beginning of when I started this show to now how many things I've learned, how many things I've been told and shown, how many different miracles I've seen on the way. And I know I am so grateful for that journey. So if anybody doesn't understand why things aren't happening and unfolding in the proper time that they think, well, universe doesn't have a time. We do. So just give it over to your angels, guides, and masters. Know that if you have a special purpose and you know what it is and you know what you want to do, it is all going to be in divine timing. For you and for everybody. Just think, if I was doing this radio show 30 years ago, which, by the way, would have had to have been in spirit because I'm only 17, people would not have been ready for this. But now I have so many peeps, and thank you so much, everybody, for even wanting to listen, to talk to me, to have me enter, you know, their life as they're entering mine. And just think, if this was even 20 years ago, I would probably have not been on the radio as long as I am. So everything is in divine timing, and just apply that to your life. So now we are going to get to house numbers before I actually get to the phone. House numbers. Yay! We're on house number 9. 9 is my husband's lucky number, so let's see if this house will be his lucky number house, because we don't live in it. But the house number 9, this house has an atmosphere of calm and comfort. It is well to develop their talents and demonstrate them to others. Time is flowing pretty messy. It is possible that the clock on different levels may show different times. This home is well suited for artists, philosophers, nurses, travelers, and the clergy. Wow. So you have different points of view from a couple different sources. One of the people I pull from is an Australian. He is an expert, supposed an expert on house numbers. I don't really love all of what he says, because he brings more of the sometimes negative sides of a house versus saying it positively. But I always believe in bringing you everything, even though I'm going to always make a positive slant on something. So a number 9 house. A number 9 house. This is from the Australian gentleman. His name is Milton Black. A number 9 house usually has many divisions and many rooms, with one that is scheduled or shut off from the world, such as an office or den. People who live in this house do not usually lack initiative or courage and are direct and open in all they do and say. Despite their frankness and intuitiveness, or perhaps because of it, they frequently suffer from the treachery of cunning of their associates in business or personal life and are talked about frequently. Well, as long as you're being talked about, you know what I say. Good, bad, at least you're being talked about. That was by a famous, TV star who said that. Any publicity is good publicity. That's what it was. Most of the external features of a number 9 house have hard, sharp, and crisp lines. The garden path is more likely to be straight or to have a right-angled bend than curves. There could be a fish pond or swimming pool also. Occupants of a number 9 house are often night owls. It is not that they necessarily have anything special to do, but they just seem to enjoy staying up late. Heat presents a major problem in this house. Either it is not adequate, or that hot water service does not work, or some part of the house is impossible to keep dry from dampness. Action, speed, and urgency are the key words for this house, and its occupants often burn themselves out trying to do things by yesterday. Watch accidents, burns, arguments, stress, and burglaries while living here. So see, he gives you a positive and the negative parts of this house. And I always look at the positive swing or slant on everything. The next house numbers we are going to do don't exist in Milton Black's world. They are your angel numbers. And I don't reduce 112233. I feel that I call them snake eyes, and so I feel that they are lucky. I also think that they are angelic numbers, and where you can say that 1, 3, 1, 2, and 3 to the highest would be 11, 22, and 33. You just exemplify that house. I really feel it has more meaning. So I'm going to get into a house number 11, which is a 1-1. In this house, always work is in full swing. People scurry to and fro, full of ideas and options for implementation. Residents of the house usually love to teach, inspire, support, and help. Well suited for guides, teachers, and artists. Well, I'll tell you, if all your angels and guides want an 11 house, you better move into it because you're going to be well supported in the universe. Number 22, or a house number 22. Do residents of this house strongly desire to create an atmosphere of calm and security? The house is well suited for people working in the field of philanthropy. I love that because philanthropy, we need it in this world. It's people who have a lot to offer and give it to people who don't, or projects that need it. And people love to be philanthropic, who have hopefully enough money or time to be philanthropic. Number 33, which is house number 33. And then that is the gist of all of my house numbers. It's sunny and a warm home. Typically, residents are very friendly and hospitable. The atmosphere of fun and joy. The house is well suited for artists, writers, and also people whose profession is connected with the upbringing of children. I love all of these houses. How I read a house is I read the aura of the house. So if I have a number and I look and I see what resonates with that, I can also pick up the aura of the home. So that's how I read house numbers. And I'm so much into numbers, even though I'm not a numerologist. I think it's fascinating that scientists and researchers alike, and people who read all about religion, spirituality, they all have numbers that resonate with them. In fact, we have the Fibonacci number. We have the numbers in energy. We have the numbers by Einstein, MC². We have numbers everywhere. And we are starting to learn that numbers, letters, everything correlates with that. It's the Earth's or the universal numbers. So I'm really into them right now. And I am going to get to the phone lines in just a second, but I want to let everybody know that I so appreciate you being with me early in the morning. Grab your coffee and let's have some combo. So I am going to take the first caller, 951. You are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. It's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
Tell me, do you like numbers?
Sure.
Because don't you read numbers from names? Don't you? If I was correct, isn't that one? Yeah, so I love that. So let me hear. You pick a number. Can you do my name?
I think Bonnie is what, the 235 name course.
Well, see, I don't know. I'm going to go into life path numbers, but I'm not so sure I know name. What do? Add up the letters? The letters equal a number, or no?
Yeah, you add up the vowels first, and then you add up the consonants, and then you add up the sum.
Wow. Do you use, can I ask a question? Because I know I'm putting you on the spot, and then I'll answer your questions. But what do you use, your maiden name, what you're born with, or do you use the name that take as a surname?
Well, you use your legal name, so you have to change your name legally for it to take effect.
Oh, Okay.
And then the first name is the most potent name, and then the last name comes in as a kind of an accent, you know, because, you know, if you're in the family, everyone like that. So the first one, and then names that are chopped up, like, you know, Hernandez, Mendez, Gonzalez, that chops the name up, you know. A name is supposed to be like Cordon Bleu or Salt and Pepper, not, you know, pepper, barbecue sauce, mustard, you know, kind of like that.
Yeah. How about middle
name? That divides up the name. And then, like, something like McDonald's or, you know, O'Brien or something, that divides the name up, too. And then actually having a middle name actually divides it up even more, you know. So you need a good name, you know. It's all kinds of things. So,
well, wait a minute. I'm going to put you on the spot. So my name, I'm going to give it to you. You don't have to do it if you don't want to, and then you can ask me a question. But Bonnie is B-O-N-N-I-E. And then my middle name, but I don't use it all the time, is Lynn, L-Y-N-N. And then my married name is Albers, A-L-B-E-R-S. So what do you make of that? And what does that tell you?
Well, Bonnie, the first name, has the positive attributes for potentially encouraged by this name cord is friendliness, power of the word, appealing in image, and promotability, promotional ability. And then the negatives are that they're restlessness and impatient and overly critical attitude.
Yeah.
And some of the other ones are deceptiveness here and destructive habits. Okay, it might not be so much that one. And then destructive habits, lack of discipline, and overindulgence. So,
that aren't right, but otherwise you're pretty right. So go ahead.
And then it says anxiety and tenseness, so they might be you might have some anxiety for that.
Wow.
So it says restlessness is the byword. High octane energy fuels the ever greener grass. The individuals have many interests and are adept to create an ever changing schedule, going from job to job, relationship to relationship, location to location. Along the way is all or nothing. Playing golf might be a night, a day of passion for the month. Let's see, and evermore. With great people, these folks love association and don't want to be tied down. Image consciousness is part of the package. But they're not enough patience to build both depth and surface impressions. Let's see here.
So am I good or I'm not? Nathaniel, am I good or I'm not?
You're good.
Thank you.
Wanting to please and intent on avoiding confrontation. So it says you're a pleaser. Is that good?
That's fabulous. I'm going to tell you. I want to thank you. Do you know what? You need to get a hold of Jerry because he wanted you to write for his magazine. Do you know he needs you? You have to go to www.psychicinsightmagazine.com and go to contact and write him, because you could put an article in there. He wanted you to put an article in there about what you do.
Yeah.
So tell me, Nathaniel, what's going on with you now that you helped me out? What's going on with you today?
Well, Friday, I took a ride down to the thing, and it was real hot, and I blew my transmission out of my car, so I have no car.
Okay, so what are you saying, that you now can't get to the job? Did you get that job?
No, I didn't get that job, Bill. No, I had talked to someone else, and they felt like it was too much of a strain to move and everything to the new
job. Well, that's what Well, that's what I said. I said that that would be a big factor, that unless that would be, there would be no way they were going to hire you unless you were right in the area. And now you know why, because just think about it. If you had a card that blew up, you didn't want to be there, right?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? I mean, like, so you're still looking for work, right?
Yeah.
And you still have, so now the work has to be where you are because you have no car, right?
Yeah.
So how much have you put out, how much have you put out in that community?
Not that much. It's not a very big community here.
Okay, because I feel like you've got to take, Nathaniel, anything that you can right now in order to just get back up on your feet, correct?
Yeah.
So I feel that there's, do you live in an area where I'm seeing, do you have like a local, and they're showing me a street with like a coffee, like not a big coffee shop, but a coffee shop, maybe a hardware store. Is that the kind of road that you could walk to?
No, it's very far. It's about 6 miles to the city, you know, so I don't know.
Is there anything that, yeah, but I think
the bus, yeah.
Well, I see something closer. I see something closer. So I don't know whether you haven't looked around, because I'm not seeing it, that it's that far.
Yeah.
Is there anything in different directions that you haven't checked out yet?
There's really not very much out here, you know, so I'm not exactly sure, you know. I mean, what, you know, I'm not exactly sure what's, you know, I mean.
Well, maybe that's where the bus would leave you off, because where is the bus? Where do you pick up the bus?
Well, I guess it's every hour on the hour, about 20 or 25 after it goes into town.
Right, but where do you pick it up at?
It's just on the corner here. It's just down the street. It's not very far.
Well, maybe that's why I see something that's really close. So if you take that bus, where does it leave you off at? Like, what part of the city does it leave you off at? Because I don't see.
It stops off at a lot of stops.
Okay, because I do see, and maybe that's what I'm seeing. When you take that bus, there is a street that has like a coffee shop. I see a hardware store. I see different shops, and it's not very. It's kind of woody, so I don't see it like right in the middle of town. And I feel that if you take you've got to have something. And so if I were you, I would start getting off, especially if you see a stop that has that, and start applying in the different places for whatever they need.
Well, you know, I'm on actually disability right now. I've been having a case,
and
I finally went on disability right now.
So you're okay.
So that was actually a thing, and that, you know, I had some other job. I was working for someone, and I don't know, he said, I told him to work these big parties and stuff was too much, you know, and there's 400, 300 people there with one guard.
What you're looking for is just, because if you're on disability, you can't make more than a certain amount of money or you're going to lose your disability.
Well, I'm working under the table anyway, so I'm working under the table and I'm getting paid, you know, under minimum wage.
Okay, because I feel like
guy's kind of taking advantage of me, and then he wanted me to do all this big thing, and then he told me he was going to work last weekend, so he didn't, you know, say any days to make up or anything, so, you know.
I don't see you. I don't see you doing that. I really don't. I feel like
You don't see me doing that for him, the guy, anymore.
I don't see you doing it this week. Is that what you said, that he was going to call you this week?
Yeah. Well, he wanted me. You know, I took off last weekend, and I thought, well, maybe I can work, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, but.
He
works Sunday when it's really easy, and then he gives me the weekend jobs where there's these big parties.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's a kind of a dirty trick, you know, not to even pay me, you know, that much. And, you know, I told him I, you know, wouldn't want him more because he kind of started complaining about things when he was paying me.
Yeah, I don't see that lasting. And I got to tell you why, because I think there might be, he begrudges you that money. And that's because he wants to keep it, is what I'm seeing. Of course, that's what I'm seeing. So I just think that that's not going to, I mean, he might call you, but you're going to have to work under his terms, okay? And I don't think he is going to pay you a whole lot under the table because I think he thinks it's his right not to. I don't know why I'm saying this, so it must be this guy's mentality. I feel you are in a quagmire because of that reason. You can't make so much money. Would have to be. Now, you can make, I think that I have another caller, and they said they can make $14,000 before they'd have to, you know, start either giving up their disability. What you need to do is check the law, because what I see you doing just to make some money is something really I see you in some kind of small shop. So I feel like if you work 2 days a week or, you know, or just to get some extra money, or 3 days a week and it's not going to be a whole lot, I see you working at something like that. And I really believe it's on your bus route. And maybe they'll pay, I mean, you never know who you'll meet in a coffee shop or somewhere that says, you know, well, you know, if you come in, you know, I can pay you this way, because I can't tell you about paying under the table. But the other thing I see is, did you ever think of doing what you do? But I don't feel like in your community you're going to be able to do it. You could do it online.
Yeah, you know, my computers right now are working so good. I got an old one, and it barely goes on. And then I have a first-generation iPad that it doesn't work. You know, I can't do that much with it.
Yeah, you're going to need a job. What I feel like, I really feel this strongly, Nathaniel, you're going to have to get a part-time job. And I don't feel that it's going to
Well, I'm on disability right now, and I quit my other job. It didn't seem to work out, and I was going to be on disability, so I didn't want to work and be on disability, even though it's under the table.
I just
don't want to have that conscious where I want to work and then collect disability. Actually, my boss, the guy that does it, he does that. He's been collecting disability for 3 years, working full-time and even 7 days a week and stuff. And he had, like, he didn't take his blood pressure medication a couple weeks ago, and he called me in an emergency. He fell down on the job, and he didn't take it. And, you know, he wanted me to work that day, and he called me in. And then he came in, and he looked like Frankenstein. He was on so much drugs. And he just wanted to work, you know. He knew if he could get there, the job is kind of easy, especially if, you know, you're your own boss. You know, you don't have to listen to anybody else say do that or do this or something. So,
okay, so let me ask you a question, Nathaniel, and then I got to get to the next caller. But I've got to ask you a question. So if you were working part-time anyway and getting paid under the table and you're on disability, why would you not consider getting a part-time job and
Because I'm on disability, and they don't want me to work when you're on disability.
No, it's, I understand that. I understand that because I know the law. Oh, no, it is. Yeah. I'm not telling you got to work, but they do let you make a certain amount of money, and that's what I'm asking you to find out. Disability does let you make, I think it's $14,000 a year. Because I know this because I'm also a legal nurse consultant. So, no, I am never going to ever, ever tell you to do anything illegal, not on this show and not in my life. But what you need to do is, you need to figure it out, because I'm telling you, Nathaniel.
I kind of wanted to see about the car. You know, I wanted to see if you get a new car in the next, you know, couple of weeks or something, or. You know, that was my kind of thing where I didn't have a car right now.
Okay, let me ask, because I know what you were getting at, but I got more into the job because I really feel there's something out there that you can do. But because I feel like you need it. Okay,
you
let me ask.
I'm asking my
pendulum. They're saying, that's crazy. They are saying yes. And what I'm seeing actually is, I'm seeing that you could probably, I'm going to say that I see like a used car lot. And I don't love this because I think that, you know, when you pick up a car for so much money, you're only going to have, in 8 months, you're going to have the same problem. So what I'm going to tell you is I do see that if you go and you look at, and I'm going to give you the name of where I think, it's either a Corolla, it's either a Toyota, Honda, Isuzu, it's one of the foreign name cars, and go to their used car lot. I feel, rather than a personal car lot, I feel there is going to be something there you might be able to rent. But that's why I brought the job in first. So I don't know what you're getting on disability. But I feel like if you even got a car, and I see it's about $199 a month. Does that sound like you can do that?
I'm not sure right now.
Yeah, because I feel like, Nathaniel, you're putting the cart before the horse. So I feel like you need to check into your what you can make and not have to give up your disability, because I know you can, and start to look to see if that's a possibility for you. I do see that you have public transportation at your fingertips, and I feel like if you look, you will find something part-time that you don't have to give your disability up for, that is really stress-free, and that you will be able to purchase a car. When, I'm going to tell you, they're giving me 1 to 3 months. So you might have to take public transportation till that time. Okay?
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Let me know, Nathaniel, what you find out, because I know I'm right. Not about you, but about the disability. But I know I'm right because Spirit's bringing it to me. So, yes, I know I'm right. But check. We all have free will. Just check into it. Okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. You're welcome, Nathaniel. Bye. Good luck. Hi, everyone. I am so sorry. I can't bring to anybody anything that I don't get from Spirit. And the thing is, where there's a will, there's a way. Nathaniel, you can do it. I know you can. Check into the law. You don't have to do anything illegal. I never suggest that. In fact, I don't. Believe me, you get caught. So try to do it on the legal side, which means I know that you will be able to make some money. And that's what you should be looking into, because I feel you need it for your psyche, too. Okay, 609, you're on with Bonnie. Hi.
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 We spoke before. My name's Susan from New Jersey.
Hi,
Susan.
Hi, Susan.
I was going to move back home. Actually, I do want to say about Nathaniel, I know a little bit about that because I have cancer and I'm on SSI. I think he's on SSDI, which is, or any type of regular disability that you put money into. I believe you're correct that he can work a certain amount, but the disability that I'm on, SSI, because I didn't put money into it because I worked under the table as a tech sitter, you're really not, any type of income they'll take away from you, and then you can only work like, I don't know, like $60, make $60, and then you might lose it. So I believe
yeah.
You're right. If you're on the SSDI, you are allowed to work a certain amount. But like for me, I'm, you know, that's a question too. I've been thinking about the same thing going back to work, but, you know, I've been working on
it. Well, wait a minute. You are a different case, Susan. So I have
yes
different.
Yes and no. Only because you're correct. Stage four, you're automatically, you know, there's a compassion clause or something. There's some type of compassion. You know, I talk to a lot of women that are on SSDI, you know, because they paid into it. I'm on SSI, which that's supplemental security, but really. Anybody, it doesn't matter if you worked or not. I've actually worked all my life, but I've been a pet sitter for 20 years and, you know, same deal, under the table type of thing. It wasn't reported. So, you know, I can't get what you didn't put into, you know, which I understand. Right. But he might have paid into it all of his life. So if he's on regular disability, you know, you're correct in what you were saying. But for me, since I'm on SSI and I didn't qualify for the SSDI, I only get like $500 a month. So.
I'll tell you.
Anyway, I just wanted to.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I do.
From my understanding, I believe you are correct, but there's different types. So, anyway, I wanted to let you know, you were one of the ones that had told me you definitely felt me moving back home, and I finally did it. I was living with a boyfriend.
I remember, you know, I've got to tell you, Spirit does not let me remember names or what they say. But when you start talking, they bring me back images. So that's why, and because I'm medical, I'll relate to somebody and remember through medical. So when, you know, I didn't know who you were when you called, but when you started with the breast, I knew exactly who you were, and I know exactly, and you know what the thing is, I do want, before you go even further, I want to let you know that I also am intuitive. So with Nathaniel, I know that he can make money. But the thing is with you, I so appreciate that because there's all different rules and all different, you know, I know somebody who's, they'll let her make $14,000, they might not let you make any. So it's really what you go for your disability for. And for you, I want to tell you that whatever you can get, I'm happy that you can get. And I am also happy, I have to tell you this, Susan, and you might not believe this, but you sound a lot happier. So either one of two things has happened. Either you are on medication, which I love. Well, and it kicked in, or you really made the best choice for you.
It's both. Medication can't kick your butt out of bed. You know, medication can only do so much. You have to get your own self out of bed, get yourself
dressed.
You know, the medication will work on the chemicals. And in my case, I'm on so many cancer medications, and it's hormonal. So I'm in menopause at 46. So, you got to do what you got to do, you know. And
I'm proud of you, Susan. I'm so proud of you because even when your voice came on, Spirit brought me back to you. I'm like, I want to feel elated, and that's not an elated thing to feel, but I feel like you have changed. So I am really excited. Anything with your treatments or that they have said or anything different? Because I feel you're different, and I understand medication. I understand where you live changed a lot. But it's your attitude, Susan, because you're telling people, you can lay there no matter where you are. You can have the attitude no matter where you are, but you have picked yourself up, girlfriend. So let me hear.
It's a challenge, Bonnie, I'll tell you. I literally have to get, because I have my days, you know, where I'm just laying around, woe is me, in my childhood bedroom, which is easy to do. I haven't been here in 16 years, only been here for 3 weeks, you know, so it's very easy to be like, woe is me, I'm a loser. And I got a terrible Facebook message from the boyfriend, I'll call him an ex-boyfriend, because as for moving,
Thank
I just
you.
Realized, maybe
Thank
it's time
you.
To move on. So the texted me and spewing all kinds of evil and telling me, you know, I abused his grandmother and I took advantage, and I take that to heart because I'm very sensitive. I believe I'm very intuitive, and I'm carrying that around with me, and I have to literally keep praying to get rid of that because I don't believe that was the case. I lived in their home for 4 years. I did help as much as I possibly could. I've been dealing
even
with cancer.
Even monetarily, my dear Susan, if you don't forget, you also helped them monetarily.
I did. I used to pay their cable at least for the last year or 2 years. I did as much as I could.
Yeah.
I was doing pet sitting on the side. I gave her cash when I could. Actually, up to maybe about 2 months ago, I did a fundraiser thing because I just didn't have the money. I raised $300, $100 went to my car insurance, and $200 went, I paid it directly online to her electric bill. So that kid does not know what he's talking about.
That's right.
I helped up as much as I could in 4 years. My boyfriend's own mother she would say, oh, you do more for me than my own daughters who live in Florida, who, you know, they're selling the house. And anyway, I'm still carrying that around. As for my test, any prayers, anybody listening would be appreciated. I have a PET scan that I'm doing at 12 o'clock today. I'm actually going to jump in the shower when I get off of the
phone. Send prayers. Honey, I'm sending, just give me a second, I'm sending so much ball of light and love and healing your way that I want everybody on the show and everybody that is in chat, please, Susan, send her all love and light that you can. And I know several people on here will be sending that to you. I know so many healers I'd give you the name of, but you've got to do this Western and Eastern. Healing is just... It's an addendum to what you're going through, and I believe in prayer, so, or healing prayer. So the thing is, Susan, I can tell you something. From everything you've done, you are doing the right thing. There is no going back to your childhood bed. I'm sorry. I don't feel like anybody that moves home, especially with what you've been through, you are an angel, my dear friend, and not in the spirit realm. You're an angel. You're an earth angel. So you don't look back on that. You look as your salvation right now. And I love that you got rid of your boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, because I remember you talking and I said you needed to get out of there, and there were many reasons. But the thing is that when you change your energy, Susan, it makes everybody else change their energy around you. He doesn't want to change. So the first thing he's going to do is he's going to start blaming you. That's what happens when energy vibration comes up, but the people that you're with don't. So they're now left with a void. Where's your energy? Where's your lower energy for them? So you've got to realize that that's what happens with everybody. And the people who were pariahs or using your energy or using your material energy, meaning anything, they're going to be left with a void, and they don't know why. And the reason is you've taken it away and you've reached a higher plateau. So they have two choices, to raise up with you or to stay where they are. And you see what's happening right now.
Yeah, I'm getting attacked pretty much. I got attacked from the nephew who was obviously drunk. And then when I called his sister and called Rick himself, I just felt it was kind of like, because I can sense things and I feel things and I've been told I'm an empath and I'm still carrying it with me, I kind of felt like, yeah, like they were just kind of giving me talk, kind of like, just ignore him, he's messed up. But I didn't feel like they cared. It was the same thing like when I lived there. Like I just kind of felt like, kind of just get over it. I'm crying over the phone and I'm like, I helped your mother as much as I could and I don't want
any
of
it. Yeah, you got to get over it.
And I appreciate what he did for me, and I appreciate all of it. I appreciate anybody that's helped me, and I don't want to make it sound like, oh, I did, I did what I could, okay? Maybe it was 100 here, I let them use my food stamp card, whatever it was, taking out the garbage, bringing up her laundry, whatever it was, that all counts, you know? And I don't want anybody to think that I laid in my bed and I let them take care of me and just paid $400 in 4 years. That's what this kid was trying to put on me, and I knew that was not true. He was smoking all kinds of junk in that woman's home, not working, and he was the one that was running up bills. I helped as much as I possibly could. So I had to pray that away. I even prayed for them. I'm like, because I know this isn't my stuff. That's not my stuff. I'm dealing with what I have to deal with. And then Rick called me back and he started saying, oh, well, bringing up all this stuff. Well, your mom didn't want you to pay anything. Well, because I have cancer, you know.
I got to stop you only because I have 90 seconds, but I have a lot more to say to you, and I'm glad you called in. Can you call and be my friend? Can you call at 1 o'clock tomorrow and I will take you right away? Well, I'll take you after I do my whole about 1:15. But I have a lot to tell you, and the thing is, and I want everybody to hear this, but I've got to tell you, if you're an empath and you know it, this is, especially with the breast cancer, you have got to let it go. You've got to, like you said, they are their feeders, and what they're trying to do is bring you back down to a lower energy. You've passed, you've way past that, and you know it. So you have got to sage, you've got to bring in your crystal healing, and you've got to let it go, because it will go into your body, and we don't want that. So you know you're a great person, and you know that you've done as much as you can. You even, I feel, jeopardize your health in certain ways. Now it's time for you. I have 23 seconds. I am asking you to please call me tomorrow at 1 o'clock on my show, and I will take you. But I want you to have a great appointment today. Do whatever clearing you want, because you need a good appointment. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Call me. Thank you.
I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, but thank you.
All right. Well, can you call on it? We're now off the air, but can you call Friday morning at 9 when I'm on?
Sure. I'll definitely try.
I'm on all week. So if you see that you're on, I'll look for your number, or or just go into chat and tell one of the chatters I'll see you. But I do want to talk to you, because there's so much. I'm going to tell you your energy. I can feel such a difference, Susan. Please keep this up. Do not let anybody get in your way. You are moving forward with an energetic light, and you've got to stay that way. And you will not be able to do it if you are fighting this gentleman, his family. Everybody says things about you. Just take it in, breathe it out in love and light, and say that they must really want me back in order to pull me in like this. They had not my best interest at heart, only theirs, and I do understand and forgive them, and I am going to release them. And you breathe it in and breathe it out, and then you go on, because this is not good. This is the aftermath of you being able to raise your vibration.
Exactly. And I'm doing my Reiki again, and I'm feeling drawn on other people, and you know, so everything you said is true, and I was getting the same messages as I'm walking with my dog this morning. I'm like, let it go every time it would come up, let it go, and praying and saying, God and the angels, please take this from me. Regardless what was said, I know I'm not that. And I was even praying for the nephew and all them, and just
let them go in love and light. Let them go in love and light. Let them do their own thing. Their higher vibration isn't for this right now, maybe the next lifetime, but you've got to know that when you move your energy, people get angry. You know it as an energy worker. If you move your energy away from people, their energy has a void. Like, what happened? Where is she? Well, I'm glad. Well, so you've got to realize you left a void there for a purpose, because you couldn't stay in those lower energies. It was so obvious to me. And I am so happy you have done this.
Exactly. I do want to say it's kind of funny, and this was where I was getting upset and everything was digging up, you know, stirring up all the emotions. You know, him and his mother kept saying, well, we're moving to Florida. You know, I live in New Jersey. We live in New Jersey right now. And so it was breaking my heart. And I mean, literally, maybe I'm wrong, but I was in a very small space to begin with my animals. And then I felt like I was pushed into such a corner that I had no other choice but leave, because
you
have.
Yeah.
And it was almost like for a reason. I kept praying, and I'm like, show me the right thing, show me the right. Yeah. And it was almost like everything was pointing at, go back to your mom. You have no other choice. Doctor's here. Your mom's here. You fully believe your wonderful doctor and your mother and brother who love you. I'd be miserable if I moved. I knew that. And I knew.
If I told you how better your energy sounds, and I have got to go because I have an appointment, but I have to tell you, your energy, from what I knew of you and heard the couple times you called, is so strong right now. Please keep moving forward, and I think you know that, okay? I would like you to call me back. It's Friday. I have the same, you know, show on Friday at 9. Every other time it's 1 o'clock. And I'll look to see your number or get in chat and tell me you're there. But I am sending you love, light, and healing. And you've got to move on, because that was your destiny and your test, or not test, but your karmic responsibility to rise up and do this for yourself. no matter what, because you cannot be, they know energy. People know energy, even if they're unconscious of it. And they took your energy, honey, because I know, I can feel your energy now, and it's amazing what it feels like. So keep going, Susan. Keep going.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Too. Okay. Okay. Bye.
Hey, everybody. I'm so sorry. The show ran over a little bit. I am going to try to put this on for 90 minutes next time. Anybody listening? But please join me tomorrow, 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, it's me. So come join me and let's talk metaphysics. Bye.